Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's go. Hour number two is upon us, and the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com is with us right here. Chris, how you been, sir?
Bill, I'm doing well. I was worried about you. I was thinking that, man, I don't know if Bill's going to wake up in time. I knew you were probably glued to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, and I said, he might oversleep. He might miss the show.
Who won that? Who won it?
The St. Louis Blues won their first Stanley Cup ever.
Wow!
It's one of the great stories because in January they were had the worst record in the league, and Charlie could tell you this better than I. I can't think of a situation in pro sports where a team was literally the worst team in the league at some point in the regular season and goes on to win the championship. I remember the Cowboys were 0-4 the year that Emmett Smith sat out, and then they rallied and got Emmett back, and that was one of their Super Bowl wins under Jimmy Johnson. But so obviously they're happy, and they won on Boston Bruins salt. So anyway, that's a little joke there. I was just telling Charlie I do some radio with KMOX, a big booming station.
Oh, I know. Huge.
They obviously I do football stuff, and with the guy that covers Mizzou football and is the play-by-play guy there is Mike Kelly. His dad, Dan Kelly, was the famous Blues announcer and Missouri football announcer. He had a booming voice. He's passed away from cancer years ago. But anyway, yeah, so it's the St. Louis Blues, and I thought I'd have a little joke with you there.
The reason why I was asking is I was watching a video yesterday of the Barstool guy, Portnoy. And he was popping up because he was talking about the Bruins are going to win it. So I just want to make sure I knew who won. That's the impetus.
And silenced the Bostonians last night. Anyway.
Anyways.
On to football, Bill.
Here's another thing that's off the beaten track. It's just a pet peeve of mine. So I'm driving down the road the other day. I'm driving down the road any random day. And I turn it on any station. They're talking sports. And a big topic is some dude, whoever the hell the dude is, missing the OTAs. Is that a thing? Is that topic really important?
Well, it's the newsworthiness of it probably is overblown.
Right.
But yeah, you know, you're talking to an old coach that, you know, missing OTAs, missing meetings, missing practice does matter, or else we wouldn't have it. Even for veteran guys that don't show up at OTAs, even if they're injured or what have you, their presence can help other guys on the team. You know, I think they're more important than ever because with the influx of free agent signings, you've got more new pieces to your team. So, yeah, I think it's really important. The reality is, if it's voluntary, they don't have to show up. And that's part of the problem with the most recent CBA is, you know, they give that up to the players because in lieu of, hey, we're not gonna give them any more percentage of the money. And that's part of the collective bargaining agreement signing is they give them more time off. So if it's voluntary, you just accept it that they don't have to be there. But as a coach, as a personnel guy, I don't have to like it. But Is it a big deal? Well, it's overplayed too much in the media. It's definitely overplayed, but it is important. And there's not a coach around that would tell you otherwise that, hey, we wouldn't prefer to have the guy there. I mean, Tom Brady didn't go to OTAs. All right, well, no big deal. He's Hall of Famer. Get that. No, there's no question. It's not like it's going to debilitate the Patriots, but, you know, yeah, it would be better if he's there. Maybe not for him, but for the guys that he's throwing to and protecting for him, there are a lot of young guys that could benefit from his presence. So, yeah, I think it's a big deal football-wise. Is it a big, big story media-wise? Probably not. It's a slow time of year, right?
I got a couple things on Twitter here. Soul Street Coffee says, ask Chris about wide receivers. He says, wide receiver being able to win at the top of the route. He says, Alabama's got a special one in Jerry Jeudy. He says, the scouting comparison is Reggie Wayne.
Well, winning at the top of your route, stemming your route, it's the ability, like the crossover move in basketball, to get a defender going one way and you go another. And the ability to sell that is important, but the quickness, the ability to put your foot in the ground and change directions is what that is all about. And that's what you look for. Jeudy is phenomenal, and they don't have just Jeudy, by the way. It is probably Henry Ruggs, the fastest guy. Devontae Smith is, you know, Shavers and Waddle. It's as deep and as good a receiving core that I've seen in college football in maybe 10 years. It is that good. It is the best in the country. Jeudy, to me, runs his routes more like Marvin Harrison, with tremendous quickness at the top of his route. He's special and going to be a high pick and going to be a very influential player in college football this year, I would suspect.
Eric in Indianapolis says, ask Chris what is the biggest concern for Notre Dame when they play Georgia.
Well, I think Georgia has better speed. I think that Notre Dame has made some substantive changes. By the way, we go into detail on it on LandryFootball.com of what they did this spring and making some changes on their offensive line. I think they match up pretty well. They've obviously lost some key members of their offensive line the past couple of years. It'll be a good offensive line for Notre Dame this year, but I think there's a little bit of a challenge blocking Georgia's front, and I think defensively they'll be challenged in covering Georgia, certainly having to go up against a very good offensive line. I don't think that Notre Dame matches up, the defensive front matches up as well against Georgia's offensive line. They're going to have to commit extra guys in the box to stop Georgia's run. And I think they've got good safety play, but I don't know if they've got enough to take advantage of having to overplay and maybe having to play more man coverage than they'd like to against Georgia would be a little bit of an issue. In short, Georgia's just more talented, more athletic. Does it mean they can't win it? Of course not. But I think Georgia's going to have to play down and make some mistakes for Notre Dame to pull it out.
Where would you put, and it's only 1 year in, Quentin Nelson when he came out of Notre Dame, the way he played for the Colts this year? I don't watch much NFL, if ever, but I did watch on Twitter. People would put the cut-ups on some of his plays individually, some of his bulldozing blocks. Where would you place him recently in just interior offensive lineman who came out?
Graded out as the best guard in the league last year for me.
Regardless of age. Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wow.
Now, let me tell you that in pro personnel, we have numerical grades, but they correspond to colors. And on LandryFootball.com, we explain that. So blue-grade players are the best grade players in the league. Red-graded players are players that win for you, that make a difference. And then purple-graded players are quality starters. And by the way, we have the same color-graded system that corresponds to college. So you can kind of see where it is.
Right.
There's only three guards that graded out in the blues. Nelson, Mason, and Zach Martin. But Nelson graded out the very best. That's how I had him stacked in my pro personnel grade system last year. He's been outstanding. He's been an instant hit and a major, major impact for the Colts and quite frankly, a kind of helped to turn that offensive line around, and it's the reason why Andrew Luck, you know, played so well last year. Well, Andrew was healthy for the first time in a while, but he was able to remain healthy in large part to do that play of the offensive line led by Quentin Nelson. So major impact for them.
How did Mike McGlinchey play last year?
You know, he's not played as well, not as been as consistent. He's graded out in the red area, which has been good, sometimes in the purple. So, again, quality starter to a little bit above. He was not as finished, but he's kind of in that of the tackles, got five blue-graded guys and about 18 red-graded guys. He's one of those guys. He would be kind of in the about 18 or 20, probably about 15 or 16 in the red-gray category. But, you know, good feet, you know, obviously playing out of tackle, not as polished, not as good of an overall blocker, certainly in the run game as Quentin Nelson, not as finished. But it's a tougher position, too, athletically, to match up a tackle against those edge guys.
What do you expect out of Florida State this year?
Well, improvement, definitely, just by the fact that they're going to make substantive changes on offense. I don't know that I have a strong feeling one way or the other about what the record's going to be, but the improvement's going to be there. How much, I don't know. I think they can be effective running the football. Obviously, I think they've got a great back. I think they'll, with tempo and with spread scheme, be able to run the football effectively. And I do like their potential at quarterback. So I think it's going to be better. The offensive line, still not good, but I think they will benefit from some of the schematic advantages that Kendall will bring. So we'll see how it plays out, but I think they'll be improved. I think defensively, some of their play, they've lost a couple of key guys, but I think their play didn't grade out as poorly on film as people might have thought because they were exposed with the offense not getting as much done. Listen, they're light years away from Clemson, but it's baby steps. I think they'll be better. The key is, can they show enough progress to kind of call off the dogs? I mean, I think they'll be improved enough to where, you know, I think Willie will certainly get his third year, but if it's a bad year, like if things tank again and you have the destruction and the underachieving and players start to go in their different direction, then that's the only scenario I can see that could create disaster. And if it's a repeat of last year, we got one of the biggest topics in college football to discuss, but I'm expecting it to be better. Of course, I didn't expect the disaster last year either. I didn't think they'd be I wasn't on board with Willie having a really good fit of coming in and a seamless transition, but I didn't see the disaster. In essence, they should have been a lot better last year. The whole this program is destitute. They don't have talent. That's BS. There's more talent than they showed last year. They're not elite Florida State talent. They're not top 10 in the country talent, but they look like a bottom of the rung ACC team last year. And teams with less talent were able to play with better functionality and better coaching than they did. So there's a lot of work, a lot of improvement that needs to be done. And I expect to see, you know, an improvement this year.
Chris, tell everybody about Landry Football.
Well, you know, we always like to say we take you inside the film room, and that's what we're all about. We break down the college game, the pro game. We break down personnel. Right now, we're covering a lot in recruiting in our notebooks, our college notebooks. Big recruiting weekends this weekend for a number of places. Decommitments, what's going on at different places. We've got all that covered. We've got the latest going on in OTAs in the NFL. Biggest thing we're doing is breaking down NFL rosters and college rosters. So we're taking down school by school, breaking down the rosters, position by position, player by player. It's a great way to get a feel for where your programs are, where they're headed, where they're recruiting, the influx of talent. Listen, it's football season for us. It's just a process of getting ready for the playing part of the season. That's what we do. A lot of free stuff on there. I encourage you to check out our Locked On SEC podcast, our Locked On Big Ten podcast. Both of them every day, two separate podcasts, but you can get your fix of SEC football and Big Ten football in particular. We break down the latest goings on right now. It's a lot of recruiting. But we also take different, you know, film room segments, scouting spotlight segment, coaching corner segments, where we break down aspects of different conference schools and break down what would have seen on tape in the spring and, you know, how this player may be a bigger impact and what's going on at this particular receiving core. And so we cover the country in those podcasts. We cover the conferences, go a little bit national. We're looking to expand it to other conferences if this works out well from an advertising standpoint. But a lot of stuff going. It's football 365 for us. It's in-depth. It's fun. And we always look for feedback. Follow me on Twitter as well, at Landry Football. So we hope to see you at LandryFootball.com, everybody.
Good stuff, Chris. See you next week, bud.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
There he is, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. We'll take the break. Charlie, I sent you the audio clip of John Ward. Jeff Chu actually linked it, and I think you'll have to go to about the 7:05 mark in there. But we'll try and play that when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries on Nolensville Pike at Holt Road that's backing up Nolensville all the way to Mill Creek. Still dealing with wrecks on 24 eastbound between White's Creek Pike and Old Hickory Boulevard, as well as on 24 westbound between Old Hickory Boulevard and Hickory Hollow. 65 southbound still very slow toward Trinity Lane. Self-Storage Solutions, locally owned and operated. Call 615-851-7277. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple: incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
Make Edwin Watts Golf the place to shop for dads and grads with their summer savings sale happening now. Go faster and farther with the new Callaway Epic Flash Driver with flash face technology for more ball speed and distance. Get custom fit for free today and measure your distance with Bushnell GPS and rangefinders and save up to $70. Choose from the Phantom, the Hybrid, or the Tour V4 Shift. Edwin Watts Golf is your place to shop for the hottest golf gear this summer. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
Tennessee has blocked one field goal attempt in this game, turned it into a touchdown, as a matter of fact. The Volunteers have no timeouts, neither does Notre Dame. 4 seconds remain in the game. Holding will be Sexton. Snapping will be Johnson. Attempting the field goal, it will be right at 27 yards. This will be Rob Leonard. The kick is up. The kick is good. No, it is no good. It is no good. It is no good. Tennessee beats Notre Dame 35-34. The Volunteers go home victorious. Notre Dame goes with a sophomore replacement kicker. It is no good off to the right, and it will be Tennessee victorious over Notre Dame. The coaching staff to our left, jubilant.
So there you go. That's John Ward. I was right. I thought I remembered that right. He called the field goal good and then quickly corrected it. No good. So it was only, is that right? It was only a 27-yarder. I knew it was a relatively easy chip shot, but I didn't realize it was that close. Wow. That was 1991. Appreciate Jeff, too. Hunting that down for us. 1991. Back in the day. In South Bend, Indiana. And I'm in Tennessee. Grew up. I got two boys at Tennessee. Going to school there. I went there for 2 years. I was on Rocky Top. I was in Cosby Cattleman country for 2 years. Before I transferred to Lipscomb and finished up. Yeah, I liked it up there. I just didn't like, I don't know. I just liked the 615 better. Call me biased. Call me extremely biased. Yeah, somebody asked me the other day on Twitter, where's Pollyanna Chuck? Now, Pollyanna Chuck is a Knoxvillian. He's a Rocky Top guy. And he's Pollyanna. I like Chuck. He calls in and says, Bill, Derek Julie is going to do a really good job at Tennessee. Butch Jones is doing a hell of a job there, Bill. He's Pollyanna Chuck. That's why we gave him that name. He hadn't called yet about Jeremy Pruitt. No, I don't think Pollyanna Chuck has called in a long time. He definitely is not called to talk about Jeremy Pruitt. Not today. But I'm sure he's Pollyanna about it. I'm positive about that. So Karen and a few others provided me this link. Now, you know, Florida State announced, was it a week or so ago, or whenever, within the last month, that they're going to privatize their athletic department. I guess so you won't be able to see how bad it is, the finances. But a couple things. They've announced that building that indoor practice facility. What do they call that? IPF? Yeah. IPF. Which people keep writing, these beat writers for Florida State keep writing, oh, that thing's on target. Yeah, they're going to build this thing. Apparently that's been postponed again. Yeah, that IPF for Florida State must just be some damn dream or something. Because there's a story, and I was trying to find it here. But they talk about they've raised 60 or 70 million, but it's not liquid. It's just promises. Sounds like it's fake promises is what they've raised, 60 to 70 million bucks for this IPF. So that thing is once again behind and postponed. They say by privatizing, it should speed everything up. Let me ask you a question. Considering all the BS that comes out of Florida State's athletic department, Is there any reason to believe that? The answer is hell no. Ask Allen in Tampa. The answer is hell no. I don't know about Jim and Jupiter. Maybe Jim and Jupiter believes this. If so, I'm going to start calling him Pollyanna Jim. Yeah, we're going to have to label him. Yeah, I'm going down the timeline, and I don't see it. Karen pointed it out earlier, and I've lost track of it. So, woe is me here, as I'm trying to find it. There's also a story out of Florida State, which, since it's out of Florida State, it can't be flattering, right? Unless it's some beat writer writing that they are really going to get that IPF, which they're not. It's a big lie. The only offensive skill player Willie signed in 19 is now going to go play baseball. Maurice Goolsbee. And he ends it by saying, respect my decision. There's more news out of there. And as I told you, it wasn't flattering. From the Seminoles. From the Seminoles. Not good. Chris Landry actually was pretty positive about Florida State there. Now, he wasn't predicting anything big, like Florida State would return to the 1990s or Florida State would return to 2013. But he was positive. Thought it would be enough of an improvement this year for Willie to receive year number three. Which I think that's reasonable. Think about these programs we've talked about that are down and have been down. Now, Florida State hadn't been down that long. Florida State's got a recent natty, but they're down now. Based on last year, they are down now. But Tennessee's been down for the most part for 20 years. Nebraska's been down for the most part for 20 years. Schools like that with some tradition, with some history. Florida State's got a recent 2013 natty under Jimbo. So you have to be careful there. Now, who are some recent schools that have had a really bad year but rebounded? Notre Dame would come to mind immediately. Just a couple of years ago, two seasons ago. So that would have been what? 2016. Notre Dame went 4-8. It was a catastrophe. And BVG, do you know your acronyms, everybody? Who is BVG? Brian Van Gorder. They had him as defensive coordinator, and everything collapsed, including the defense. Yeah, they were 4-8. It was a godforsaken year for Notre Dame. Since then, Notre Dame has gone 22-4. Right after that 4-8, they went 10-3. Last year, they went 12-1. That same year, Oregon was Oregon 4-8 too? I think they were. Sparty that same year was either 3-9 or 4-8. It was a strange 16 was a strange year for some teams that had been doing pretty good. Notre Dame, Michigan State, Oregon, I'm probably leaving one out. What was Nebraska's record in 16? Probably wasn't very good. So if you're Florida State, you can take a look at that and say, look, this thing is reboundable. Is that a word? Somebody look it up in the dictionary. Is the word reboundable? Is that usable on the show? Now, I think back to Florida State, back to Tennessee. Oh, I saw Brad Crawford with 24/7 Sports. He picked, and I'll pull that up. He picked Tennessee to go 8-4 this year, which I think would be a really good year number two for Jeremy Pruitt. 8-4 would be optimal. 8-4 would be a max out for this Tennessee roster. which compared to what they've looked like last couple of years, would be a nice rebound. Would be the right trajectory, if true. I'll pull that up here during the break. Let me tell you about tickets, Primo Seats, PrimoSeats.com, for all your ticket needs. That'd be concerts. That would be sporting events. That would be a ticket for anything you can think of. PrimoSeats.com. And remember, use the promo code BillIsKing. Take that name, BillIsKing, put that in the promo code box. That will get you a discount of about 5%. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs, any sport, any time. That also includes concerts. Primo Seats. We'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries on Nolensville Pike at Holt Road. That's backing up Nolensville all the way to Mill Creek. Still dealing with wrecks on 24 eastbound between White's Creek Pike and Old Hickory Boulevard, as well as on 24 westbound between Old Hickory Boulevard and Hickory Hollow. 65 southbound still very slow toward Trinity Lane. Self-Storage Solutions, locally owned and operated. Call 615-851-7277. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation done by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right, guaranteed. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Offer valid through June 16th, 2019.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers and thunderstorms for this morning. Partly sunny with your afternoon high near 90 overnight. A chance of showers and thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy, your low in the low 70s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Omni Nashville Hotel. We're going to be there on Friday. Different location, though. We'll be in Bongo Java, not Kitchen Notes. Got that memo late last night. So go in the main entrance and go to your left. Veer to your left, and that's where we will be. So here's Brad Crawford, 24/7 Sports. He predicts every record for every SEC team. And it's chalky. Yeah, the chalk prevails. He's got Alabama at 12-0. Alabama is really good, and their schedule is not. Alabama's schedule is very fortuitous. They'll be okay. Got Georgia at 11-1. Who's going to beat Georgia? I know, you're safer by predicting a loss somewhere there, but I don't know. They'll be favored easily, handily over everybody on the schedule. LSU is 10-2. That's what Brad Crawford has them at. That would buy Coach O a lot more equity. He's already got equity because of last year. Last year was a better than expected year for LSU. Led by their convincing win over Georgia. Florida is 10-2. That would be another very good building block for Dan Mullen. 10-2. It would. Won 10 games last year. Beat Michigan in a bowl game. Another regular season 10-2. Well, not another, but a 10-2 regular season would be a really good year number two for Mullen to build out for the future. He's got Missouri at 9-3. Wow. Auburn 8-4. That's not good for Gus. I don't know that they'd get rid of Gus. They owe Gus a lot of money. But 8-4, not a good look. Mississippi State 8-4. Jeremy Pruitt. Oh my God. Jeremy Pruitt 8-4. That'd be a good year number two for him. Jimbo at 8-4. Now here's the question. For my good people out there, if Jimbo is 8-4 in year two, does Karen go ahead and move to LSU, to Baton Rouge? Does Karen leave Jimbo if the Aggies are 8-4? That means they lose to Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, and let's say LSU. That's not a good look for Jimbo. Jimbo has unlimited resources. Although I would think in Texas right now, people are a little pissed. You looked at oil prices, oil is down right now. That ain't good when you're in Texas. Texas people, the rich, they like going to the gas pumps when gas prices are skyrocketing. That's a good day. Oil is down right now. I don't know if it'll stay down. Yeah, if you're in Texas and somebody says, how is your day going? It's going good. Oil's up. That's how you reply. You don't care what everybody else thinks about the gas pump. No, 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 no. Hell no. It's a good day. I'll gladly pay $5 a gallon compared to the money I'm making. No worries. They've got Stoopsie. Uh-oh. They got Stoopsie back to 6-6. That's not a good look. Going to be hard for Stoopsie to get some of these big jobs if they fall back to 6-6. South Kakalaki, Will Muschamp. There's another 6-6. Coach Chad Morris, they have it 5-7. Brad Crawford does. This is his list. Ole Miss 4-8. Cosby Cattleman. Bill, you think they'll get rid of that bum? And then the Vandy boys heading off to the World Series in Omaha, TD Ameritrade Stadium, not Johnny Rosenblatt Stadium, not the Henry Dorley Zoo, not the casino in Council Bluffs, the Vandy boys. They've got going 4-8. 4-8 for Derek Mason. That's not a good look either. Not at all. Gary Joe Collins on Twitter, at Bill is King, says, Bill, it's going to be reboundable after the 2020 season when Willie Taggart is unhired for failing to turn around the team and Florida State drives the Brinks truck to Mark Stoops so he can put on the garnet and gold again. Garnet and gold. There's a scenario. Yeah, Gary Joe Collins comes up with some really good scenarios there. And then Kentucky. Now, Kentucky, I would say, would be a more attractive landing spot after what Stoops has done there. He's made it more attractive. Stoops has driven up the price, which is a good thing. Eric, and I tell you what, Stoops with his hands on the Florida State job. Now, think about this if you're Stoops. If you're Stoops, you leave Kentucky in a split second for Florida State for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's Florida State football. Number two, you catch it on a historical down note, at least pre-Bobby Bowden, right? So a modern-day down note. And you're in the ACC, which is not a very good league. Now, Clemson aside, that's the obvious part. You're behind Clemson, but the rest of the league is yours pretty quick if you're Mark Stoops. You could get that thing flipped in the ACC at Florida State, other than Clemson, in a year, literally. That's a quick flip job in a bad league. The ACC is not a very good league. Grant from 30 for 30 fame, who was at Commitments. Hope he comes back. Well, he lives in the area. Hope he comes back. Grant, we need content, man. It's been a few weeks. I'm sure he's wordsmithing something out there. I'm sure he's got something he's planning. He says, if Florida State is going to privatize, they should be sponsored by Cinnabon. So we can call them the Florida State Cinnamon Rolls when they play soft. Okay. Goodness gracious there. Yeah, Willie's team's getting attacked pretty good on the show today. I don't know why. Why is everybody picking on Florida State today? Jim and Jupiter might not come to Commitments because of this. Gary Joe Collins says, Bill, 6-6, question mark. No one will ever believe in Kentucky football, but the culture has changed. This ain't the same program that gave Bear a Mickey Mouse watch and told him to hit the bricks. Yeah, it's true, everybody. They had a banquet back in the 50s for the Kentucky Athletic Department. And they gave the basketball coach, Adolph Rupp, a Cadillac. Cadillac's always a good present. Maybe a good present today. It was a good present back in the 50s. Because basketball rules, at least in Kentucky. And then Bear Bryant, who got him to a Sugar Bowl, won double-digit games, gets a Mickey Mouse watch. So he takes the Mickey Mouse watch at the podium. He spikes it. It breaks into little bitty pieces, and he gets in his car. I don't know what he was driving back then. It wasn't a Cadillac. And he drives to College Station. That's the story, and I'm sticking with it. Actually, I talked to Howard Snellenberger, and he confirmed that story. I'd like to see Bear Bryant really mad. like in that situation. I'd relish that moment. I wouldn't want to be too close to him when he's mad, but I'd just like to see Bear, like, throw a huge temper tantrum. Maybe after a couple of shots of whiskey, too. That'd be good. We'll get the break. Coming right back. Thursday edition. We'll be at the Omni tomorrow. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Several wrecks with injuries in Midtown, at 16th and Buchanan, at 23rd and Charlotte Avenue, and at 8th and Roycroft. On the 440 Parkway, a crash at the Nolensville Pike entry to 24 West, Anderick and Belcher on Briley Parkway West, the on-ramp to 65 South. Prince's Hot Chicken, the original, authentic Nashville Hot Chicken. 5814 Nolensville Pike in South Nashville. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Listen up, fellas. DXL is built for big and tall guys, okay? Which means they've got clothes built for style, built for comfort, and best of all, built for you. Get this, DXL spent years developing their own sizing patterns to deliver a great fit every time and every size. And with brands like Polo Ralph Lauren, DXL will have you looking great. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall, built for you at DXL.com.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Parts, you can get $25 or more off brand new DeWalt power tools by trading in your old ones. You know, those worthless tools you never use anymore? Yeah, those dusty things can actually save you at least $25 on new DeWalt power tools. Not so worthless after all. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Make Edwin Watts Golf the place to shop for dads and grads with their summer savings sale happening now. Get custom fit for free with the Cobra King F9 Speedback Driver, the ultimate formula for speed, making it the fastest and longest Cobra driver ever. And measure your distance with Bushnell GPS and rangefinders and save up to $70. Choose from the Phantom, the Hybrid, or the Tour V4 Shift. Edwin Watts Golf is your place to shop for the hottest golf gear this summer. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Hey folks, it's the man called Ant from my friend Wyatt, and I Haul Anything. When I had to move out of my old place, I turned to I Haul Anything because it's not just a name. I Haul Anything can help you with moving, office cleanouts, hauling brush or construction debris, cleaning garages, or hauling off junk furniture in Davidson County, Williamson County, and Dixon County. Call 615-499-2218 for a quote. Get it done on time, clean, and for a great price. 499-2218, or find them on Facebook, I Haul Anything. They work in Davidson, Williamson, and Dixon County.
Does it have enough? Yes, it does! It's out of here!
Anchor down.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Oh, how about that? Back to the track, to the wall. He leaps, and it's out of here! Let's play tomorrow! Oh, my goodness!
Don't miss a minute of the Commodores in action on the diamond all season long. Right here on your home for Vanderbilt Commodores baseball.
The Vandy Boys play here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Omni Nashville Hotel, we're going to be there on Friday, tomorrow. We'll be in Bongo Java, actually, inside the Omni. Not kitchen notes. That's what I've been told. I just take orders, everybody. I don't make these decisions. I just go where I'm told. Got a couple of complaints here on Twitter. Eric in Indianapolis said, Bill, as an Irish fan, a Notre Dame fan, BVG is a guy I'd like to forget, Brian Van Gorder. You ever seen a coach who was so good at Georgia? Brian Van Gorder. Remember those defenses? Early energy vampire. 2000s. Brian Van Gorder. To then end up at place like Notre Dame or Auburn and just be god awful. How does that happen? You know how they say, well, hey, he didn't forget how to coach. Literally, Brian Van Gorder forgot how to coach. Seriously, you hear people say, Well, he didn't forget how to coach. It must be something else. No, this guy forgot how to coach. That's the only explanation. Absolutely terrible. Jimmy Sooner with another complaint. He's an Oklahoma fan, obviously, by virtue of the name. Jimmy Sooner says, Bill, you're a hell of a guy, but do not mention Howard Snellenberger ever again. Yeah, Howard got there, and Howard was not in the best shape when he got there. How would I put this? Howard was into the sauce. Howard was not thinking clearly. Good gig. No, Oklahoma's a really good gig. But not Howard was not on his best behavior. Jeff, too, as in T-E-W. Yeah, Chris up in Indianapolis, I was emailing with him, and he's a big Alabama fan. Went to Purdue, but big Alabama fan. He mentioned commitments T-E-W, spelt it exactly correct as well. Jeff T-E-W says, Bill, two teams I'm interested in seeing Brad Powers' predictions on this coming season. They are Georgia Tech and North Carolina. Tech actually finished 7-6 last year, and Carolina was 2-9. I would think that the Tar Heels have to have value and win differential this year under Mac. You can't do much worse. I'll tell you what, and Mac has always been Coach February. He's a good recruiter. North Carolina's having a hell of a year in recruiting. Football recruiting. Yeah, football. Oblong spheroid. Football recruiting. He and Coach Brew. That's, for you folks, Timmy Brewster. They're doing well. Now, how quickly that translates to the football field remains unclear, but they are doing well. North Carolina. Yeah, players are jumping in the boat. You also need to remember, when Mac Brown took the North Carolina job the first time, before he went to Texas, Mac got them to build some of the best football facilities in America. North Carolina football. I'm correct here. Now, it eroded after that. I mean, you always have to be updating buildings, bricks and mortar, all that. But Mac got that done. They believed in Mac. They North Carolina wrote checks, big checks, to support Mac and the facilities there at North Carolina. Not that far from Cosby, Tennessee. Cock County. If you're looking at the geographical map. So Mac is back after a little time in TV. And he's trying to resuscitate that program. North Carolina is a place where you can win in football. I saw Dick Crum do it for a little bit. I saw Mac Brown do it. I've seen various coaches win there. It's a winnable place. It's a basketball school. Well, Tobacco Road's going to be basketball. We know that. But you can win in football there. Matter of fact, other than Clemson and Florida State, and I should say Miami here, and I should say Virginia Tech here also, North Carolina is one of the more attractive football jobs in that league. It really is. It's a basketball school. Who cares? It's a place where you can win in football. You can win pretty big there. You're not going to be as good as Clemson. You're not going to be as good as Florida State if Florida State's right. But you can be 9-3, 10-2 good from time to time at North Carolina. And that will get you a long time contract. They'll love you long time if you do that there at North Carolina. And I'm not a North Carolina fan. No, at all. I'm not a North Carolina or Duke fan at all. Don't really like them. But I can tell you what they're capable of. You can win in college football at North Carolina. It's a very good spot. Just got to have the right leadership. And with Matt coming back, maybe they've got it. Hour 3, Omni National Hotel.